Lift your hands, let us pray, Father. Thank you for tonight. Thanks for your great power. Your miracle power. Your salvation power that is here tonight. Guide us, Lord. Send your mighty Holy Spirit into our midst. Jesus, we welcome you. Jesus, we welcome you to Mafikeng. Touch every life, Lord. Change our lives, Lord. Change our city, Lord. Heal our land, Lord. Thanks for your mighty power that is displayed here. Send your angel into our midst. Heal the sick, Lord. Open the eyes of the blind. Thank you, mighty Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Wave your hands, say, we love you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. First of all, I want to thank the wonderful pastors of Mafikeng for welcoming us to your wonderful city. If you had not opened your arms to welcome us, we could not come here. God bless you. God bless the churches here. You'll never be the same again. Amen.
Amen.
We also want to thank our premier for gracing this occasion and speaking a powerful word to us. Thank you for your support. And God establish you.
Amen.
Tonight, are you expecting miracles? Jesus is here right now. And wherever Jesus is, you must expect miracles. And miracles are going to continue even after we go. There will be healing and miracles, and lives will change from tonight. Whatever curse you are carrying, tonight marks the end of that curse. In the name of Jesus, whatever demon is in you or in your house, tonight marks the last day of that demon power. In Jesus' name. Expect miracles. Because Jesus is here. Wherever Jesus is, you can expect mighty, mighty healing and miracles. Tonight, I want to preach to you about Jesus and the man by the pool of Bethesda. In John chapter 5, Bible says there was at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water.
Ayemetse go fuduiwa ga letsa.
For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then, first after the troubling of the water, stepped into the water was made whole of whatever disease he had.
Gonne moengele o ne a tle a fologele mo bodibeng joo ka dinako dingwe a hudui metsi mme anong yo o tsenang pele metsi a sena go huduiwa a fole le fa e ka nna bolwetse bofe jo bo neng bo mo tshwere.
And there was a certain man which had an infirmity or a problem 38 years.
Jaanong gabe go le monna mongwe yo o ntseng a setse sebaka sa dingwaga di ka nna masome a mararo le metso e robedi a ntse a lwala.
Now when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Will thou be made whole?
E rile Jesu a mmona a letse mme a utlwa gore ga a bolo go nna jalo.
Whatever case you are experiencing tonight, it is being settled now.
I
say your case is settled tonight. Your case is settled tonight. Bible says, when he saw that he had been in that case for a long time, he said, Will thou be made whole? The important man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me.
Molwetsi a mo araba a re more ga ke na motho ope yo ka ntsenyang mo bodibeng fa metsi a huduiwa e re ke santse ke re ke tla itatlhela go fologe yo mongwe pele gane.
And Jesus saith unto him,
Jesu a mo raya,
Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
Tsoga o tsaya molao jwa gago o tsamaye.
Wow. And immediately the man was made whole. And he took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. This pool of Bethesda is one of the things you can see in Jerusalem today when you visit Jerusalem. I have been to this pool. Last year, I visited this pool. It's just by one of the gates of Jerusalem. When you go there, you see water is still coming from the ground. And the Bible says there was a multitude of impotent folk, like people who are weak. And people who are blind. And people who were lame. And people who were withered. And they were all gathered there waiting for a miracle. It is amazing, you know. The Bible is one of the most amazing books because even though this is 2,000 years old, today we are still having a multitude of sick people, withered people, blind people, shaking people, waiting and hoping for a miracle.
Today. batho santse ile difofu batho santse ile digwele batho ba santse ba lwala malwendi fela a umakiwang ke baebele le mona go nyere tshela mmogo yone.
That is why you must put all other books on the left.
Ke sone so tshwantse go tse di buka tse dingwe di beye ko letlhakoreng.
And the Bible alone on the right. It is a special book that contains the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says an angel went down at a certain season into the pool. The angel did not go all the time, but at a certain season. There is a time for everything. And God is mysterious. And God is not trying to impress you. So when the season has not come, the angel will not move. Angels are always associated with miracles. Amen.
Amen.
Now, God is mysterious. Why don't you heal everybody all the time? So that everybody will be impressed. Do you understand the question? But why do you only heal at a certain season? The reason why God doesn't bother to heal everybody all the time to impress you is because you are nobody. You are nothing. Hey. Who are you? That you have to be impressed. Most of Jesus' most fantastic miracles he did with just a few people present. When he walked on the water, he was just with his disciples. Look,
born.
You see this earth? So big. So many nations. South Africa alone is so big.
Africa boroka wa yone e ikadile.
We have been to many parts of South Africa.
Re setse re tabogile dikarolo tse dingwe tsa Africa borwa.
How much more the whole of Africa?
Tsano ga re bue ka Africa yone ka bo yone.
And the whole of Asia.
A re bue ka Asia.
And Europe.
A re bue ka Europa.
Even within the whole world, South Africa is very small. How much more in this area? And then how much more in Mafikeng? You are nothing. Amen. That is why the psalmist says, what is man? That thou art mindful of him. Hey! Now,
Jamu,
do you see the sun? When the sun comes out, you see how big it is. And at first, people used to think that the sun was only hot. Recently, they found out that the sun is blowing hot air like wind. So from the sun, there is a strong wind coming this way. Hey. and it reaches the earth, and if you go to the North Pole, you can take pictures, you see the wind from the sun. And this big earth, God made it. When you go straight into the sky and you look down, you will see the earth covered with blue. It is the only planet which is covered with a blue atmosphere.
Hey,
and this is not the only planet. From the sun, you have the Mercury,
Venus,
then Earth, we are here. Then you have Mars and Jupiter. And then Saturn. They sent a spaceship from Earth in 1996. It reached Saturn and those places in 2005. It was flying at top speed.
Hey.
And when it took so many years to get there. And when they got to Jupiter, it's 1,000 times bigger than the Earth. Huge. With 56 moons.
You
see the moon, it has 56. Going around. And they saw Saturn.
Balemoga planet ebitswang Saturn.
With rings around it.
Itikaganyeditswe ke di dikodiwe.
All these years, human beings never saw this. It was recently when we invented spaceships. And rockets. That we saw. And God doesn't mind that you've not seen it before. Do you get it? He's not trying to impress you. Like, yeah. If you haven't seen, you don't know how great God is. It doesn't mind because you are nobody. When the space, listen. When the spaceship continued going further, away from the sun, towards
Pluto,
then they turn the camera this way to take a picture of the sun. Do you know what happened? The sun has turned into a small dot, one of the stars. The sun is actually a small star. It's one of the stars. Out of the many stars. Because when you go far and you look, you see that, this is the sun and these are stars. It's just one. It's a small thing. Yeah. And there are stars which are 10, 20, 100 times bigger than the sun. So God hasn't got any problem whether you are impressed with him or not. We serve a big God. Hallelujah. I just wanted to prove to you that you are nobody. Yes. So at a certain season, the angel would come and some people would be healed. One day, a pastor that I know was having a powerful miracle service for 3 weeks. And he prayed for the sick on Tuesdays and Fridays. They brought people in stretchers, wheelchairs,
sick.
And they brought a lady who had cancer of the lung, and the doctors have told her, you have about 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Hey.
All her meat was finished. It was left only with bones and skin. If she was a cow, you wouldn't buy because there was no more meat. So on Tuesday, the pastor prayed for her. Nothing happened. Friday, nothing happened. The next week, remember it was 3 weeks. The next week, Tuesday, they brought her like this. He laid hands on her. Nothing happened. The third time. Friday, he laid hands on her. Nothing happened. The third week, they brought her. This was now the fifth time. Tuesday. As soon as he laid hands, he entered the spirit. And there, on the side of the woman, was a monkey hanging on a monkey. A spiritual monkey. There are spiritual animals. Yes. Every animal you see, there is a spiritual one. Yeah. When the Bible says Satan is a dragon or a serpent, it's a spiritual, it's not a physical viper or cobra. It's a spiritual serpent. The horses which came for Elijah and the chariots, they were not South African horses. They were spiritual horses.
Elijah. Legs of Thunder.
Are you listening to me? So, as soon as he laid hands on her, he was in the spirit, and there was this monkey hanging on the chest. And he said, in the name of Jesus. You see, I'm talking about the season. Why did it happen on the... It didn't happen 1, 2, 3, 4. It was the fifth time. So he said, come.
So
go off. And the monkey fell. Hey! And he said, go out. And he started going down the middle of the church. He didn't want to go out. He said, get out of the church in the name of Jesus.
Then
it went out of the church, but it was still in the...
Yeah.
He wanted to stay in the church. Whatever devil is in your church is going out tonight in Jesus' name. Hey! So, he said,
Ari,
get out of the compound. Then it went out. Very reluctantly, and walked slowly down the road and entered a nightclub. Yes. The next day, That nightclub had a fire. And it burnt. A lot of these things are demonic. Even fire. Yes. Now this woman, who was, she was virtually dead, suddenly received strength and became 100% normal. All her meat
came back to her
and was completely healed. Hallelujah. So tonight I want you to know, whatever sickness you came here with, Jesus is a healing Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And then Jesus saw the man who had been there for 38 years. Do you know that there are short-term problems and long-term problems? Some of the problems you have, it will just last for 1 week. But there are long ones. Tonight, whatever long-term problem you are experiencing, Jesus is healing you tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus asked the man, "Will thou be made whole?" And the man said, I have no man who can help me. Amen.
Amen.
Now tonight, I want you to know that there are certain things no man can help you. Yes.
Hey.
You see, tonight I'm going to pray for the sick. There are people who criticize. And they ask, why is not everybody healed? Or they just criticize. Some people like criticizing everything. Do you have such people in Mafikeng? But I want you to know, whoever is here is what doctors can do. That is what we have. You understand what I'm saying? Anybody who is here, who is not well, is in the condition which doctors have finished or have tried to work, and this is what the doctor can do. Yes. If somebody is in a wheelchair, that is what the doctors can do. They have done their best. I am a doctor. I'm a medical doctor.
I know
why that doctors are limited in what they can do. Yes. One time Jesus appeared to a man of God in a hospital physically. He said he could touch him. He told him, always pray for the sick. It always changes the outcome. When they are in the hospital, pray for the sick. And when I was to start this crusade, Jesus spoke to me to always pray. I always pray for people.
Yes.
I lay hands on people, I pray for them. It changes the outcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, even physically, there are many things nobody can help you. You know, when you send your child to school, you can do everything, but you cannot learn for him.
Yes.
Hey. You cannot do exams for him. He has to do the exams himself. Now, concerning your soul and your future, nobody, no man can help you to get into heaven. How many want to go to heaven? Are you sure you want to go to heaven? Huh? Now, who are those going to go to heaven? Those going to heaven are those who are white. You see, anytime you read about heaven, you see the people in heaven are wearing white. White. Yes. What does white mean? Pure. Washed. So it means you cannot go with your sins. This is now a big one. Do you have sinners in this town? Where are the sinners?
Bakai.
How many of you have told a lie before? Lies.
Baba kile mbaka mo botshelong jwa gago kile waka.
No, put out your hand. This one is too easy. How many of you have told about 100 lies before?
100.
Since you were born, you've told about 100 lies. Raise your hand like this. What about the pastors? Wow! Except our premier, he hasn't told 100 lies before.
Premier Hankia Kabahaezo.
So, if you have told 100 lies, what are you? What are you? Liars. There are a lot of liars in Mafikeng. No one can help you, I tell you. How many of you have been jealous before? Jealousy. At the back there, jealousy. What about the pastors?
Baruti.
Hey! Pastors, look at jealous pastors.
Here, Baruti jealous.
Except the premier. The premier has never been jealous
before.
Wow. What does that mean? If you are, it means what do we have in Mafikeng? Jealous liars.
Hey.
How many of you have stolen something before? In other words, how many of you are thieves? Raise your hand.
Hey!
What about the pastors? Look at the pastors. Except the premier, he has never stolen something.
Premier.
Hey! So what do we have in Mafikeng?
Re na le bo mang mo Mafikeng?
Jealous liars and thieves.
Re na le batho ba bantsinjang magodu a fufegang a maka.
I didn't say, you said it. I didn't say.
Ke lona le reng jalo bagaetso.
Don't say I said it. You said it. I didn't say.
Ke lona ntse le ikarabela bagaetso.
You said you are jealous. You said you are liars. Why now
ile ngware wa fufega o a utswanyana ibile o tlowake.
Now,
Jamon,
how many
ke ba le kae
have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before? Your mother's
Ukile wa inola serotswanyana sa kokomo pitse.
Your mother was cooking and you went and took one of
them. Hukanyana.
You see now.
Khotsalo ne monotonyana la ga ile thamo. Mo pitse. Reta.
Listen.
Are buisana.
How many of you
ke ba le kae ba lona
have slept with somebody, a man or a woman, fornication, who is not your husband, is not your wife? This one, some of you must raise two hands and your legs.
Ke ba le kae ba lona o kile wa go utswanyana kgotsa wa ikutswanyana kgotsa wa utswiwa wa tsela motho mosadi kgotsa monna?
Let me see your hands.
Ga ke bona matsogo. Ha ba le bantsinyana o tla tsholetsa le letsogo le loto.
I am going to ask the pastors, but I want you to close your eyes first. I don't want you to look at the pastors. Close your eyes.
Salamatlo.
Some of you are not closing your eyes. I will not ask the pastors. Hey.
Hi.
So what do we have in Mafikeng?
Hey, Rinalibo Mambo Mafikeng.
Jealous,
liars,
thieves,
fornication.
Wow. Just like that. Every time you sin, every time you are jealous, you get yellow spots. Yellow spots. Every time you tell a lie, you get blue. Blue liars.
Hey, Batoba.
Every time you commit fornication, Valentine's Day, it's red.
Kadi 14. Taka February ukreya kasinyana ekibitswanyana.
Yes.
Hey.
You are covered.
Wa udi ume balabala.
Every time you steal, what color? Black. Black.
Black.
These are all your stealing. So this girl is dirty. How can you go to heaven with all these? You think heaven is like Africa, where you can talk to somebody, say, hey, please, allow me to go. You know, I'm a big man. You know, open the door. You know, in Africa, when you are a big man, you are used to bulldozing your way everywhere. Yes. Yeah. When you go, say, no, my name is this. Open. Open. Yeah. I come from I'm that. One day I was in Nigeria. We were on a plane. The plane sparked the engines.
And we
started moving. Suddenly we stopped. In the middle.
Yeah.
And they came back.
Babu.
And they opened the door. And a big man wearing white, he came on the plane. There was no seat on the plane. As soon as the people saw him, people got up. Sir, have my seat.
3A,
3B, sit down. Yes. That's Africa. You can stop the plane, it's going. You can say, hey, tell the pilot, I say I'm here, you should come back.
Hey!
Africa. But I told you, when you get to heaven, you'll be knocking at the door. Open. And the angel will say, what? One angel will get up and you don't knock too loud when you come to heaven's gate. You think you are in Mafike. You think this is Africa. Yeah. No. No liars are in heaven. No fornicators.
Oh, yeah.
No thieves. If God allows thieves to come to heaven, we have to get a police station in heaven because of you. You have come. With policemen, we have need policemen and soldiers.
AK-47.
No. All the people in heaven are wearing white. White. Yes. Wow. How do you get? Look at all of us here. You know, everybody has admitted, all the pastors, all of you except the premier have admitted their sins.
But what happened to Karintiana? Riboni rabera dumela gore re e ya re leofile. O ntle le tona kholo.
You have accepted that you are a sinner. How can you go to heaven? You see, this is where nobody can help you. You know, one day, there was a rich man, millionaire, and his son did something and they took him to prison. When his son went to prison, his son was converted. And he told his father, God wanted me to come to prison to show you that your money cannot do everything. Yes. Your money cannot do everything. You can ask this doctor here. I went with him to a prison in Liberia. They had written at the door of the prison the people who are there. Which people were there? About were there liars?
Yes,
there were liars. How many?
I'm about 57, 60.
People, when you tell lies in court, it's called peg. You go to prison. People who were thieves, how many?
Thieves were about
80 to 100 thieves. Like you. And then armed robbers.
About 20 of them.
20 armed robbers. People who steal with guns and knives. And then what group?
And those who had had sex by force. Hey. Rape.
Baba sex. Sex by force.
Baba rape.
About 30 of them.
30! Illegal sex. Illegal sex, isn't it?
Illegal sex.
Some of you are grandmothers, you are still having illegal sex up to today.
And then we also had killers, those who had killed people.
Murderers. All in prison.
Look,
one day I went to a prison and God spoke to me. He said, if human beings who themselves are sinful can put their fellow human being in this place and say, we don't want you in society, do you think that Almighty God, who made the planets, the sun, the moon, the stars, cannot take you, a little nobody, and throw you and say, he will just play you.
Hey! Fama!
He will just play you back like this.
Hey.
Into hell.
Fama! Bana malema di ba leu si salaja kaba toban sejam. Bakwana utama koduba kidoto bala telemo kolehelo. Janu mudimu yene. Yo we tempo yo boy terang. Akasaka samu leu yo tanan luena. Asebile kwano kwa hula telaka hula telamo das bini nyadi head. Mudimu.
But tonight, I have some good news for you. How many want to hear the good news? Are you sure you want to hear the good news? God so loved the world. You know, the Bible says, greater love has no man than this love. The Bible says, God commended his love toward us in that whilst we were yet sinners, Christ loved us even when we were liars, thieves, wicked. This Christ loved us.
Mudimo o re ratile mo go kalo mo ibile ngatsa le rato la gagwe a le supisa le isa go gorona re ntse re le baki re le ba leufi mme mudimo a re fithellla ka le rato la gagwe.
Look. Nobody can help us with our sin. The one who is holding the microphone and preaching is guilty. Guilty. Yes. Remember when Jesus saw the woman who was caught in the act of adultery? He told the pastors, take stone and kill when you know you are free. And all the pastors said, we are going to church. We'll see you later.
Yes.
This is great love. You see, we all love somebody who is nice. Yes. Some of you ladies, when you were very young and fresh, so many boys will be called, when you walk, they'll be
called.
When you were so nice, your shape was like a guitar. Your shape was like a Coca-Cola bottle. A lot of people were calling
you.
They come to your house and they sing outside your window. But after some time, your shape changed from a Coca-Cola bottle to canned
Coke.
Nobody is calling you anymore. Hey. Nobody is calling you. Yes. Nobody is whistling. You walk quietly. Nobody is waving. Nobody wants to give you a lift. You walk for 10 miles, nobody will call you. But the Bible says, God commanded his love.
While
you are not nice, while you are a sinner, while you are evil, Christ died for you. Hallelujah. That is why the Bible says, greater love has no man than this love. Nobody has this kind of love. No one. Not one. No, there's nobody like Jesus who loves you. So God so loved the world. And he sent his son Jesus to this world. Now, how was Jesus going to save us? Was he going to build a university? No, he did not build a university. Was he going to build a school? No. Was he going to provide the running water? No. Was he going to give electricity? No. He came to save us. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Yes. You see, there's a song we sing, what can wash away my sins?
Yes.
We need something that a man cannot give. Something that can wash the sins. Something that can wash
this.
Yeah. You see, your sin cannot easily go away. It is there. You did it. You wish you didn't do, but you did it.
You did it.
Jesus here in the house. You see, one day a man went to the farm. And when he was working, somebody came and there was a fight. And he used a cutlass and he cut the person. And the man fell down and died. And the blood of the man splashed on his
head.
So the man came home quickly and took off his clothes and washed them. What soap do you have in South Africa? Omo?
Omo.
And what else?
Surf? Yes.
And what else?
Lingabe.
Sunlight.
Yeah.
And he washed all the blood. And his wife asked him, why do you come early? He said, I had a headache. Nobody knew. He hung his clothes.
Nobody knew.
3 months later, he was lying by his wife in the middle of the night, and he got up in his sleep. He was walking. And he started to speak. Blood.
Madi.
Huh?
Madi.
Come blood.
Madi mogonna.
He was asleep. He didn't know. And his wife sat up. Was looking at her husband.
Aleba monna wa gagwe.
What is my husband saying?
Ware mogataka.
Blood.
Mogataka madi ke a
spot.
Madi ke le ka go ikentsha ma. Tswa madi mogonna.
Damn spot out. Then you come back and sleep. Every night, he was doing this. He started to go crazy. You see, you can wash the blood, but you cannot wash the sin. What you have done, it is you have done it. No man can help you. So God sent his son. And the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. That's why Jesus stopped preaching after 3 years. There was no point continuing preaching. His preaching could not wash your sins away. That is why on the night before he died, he took a cup and he said, this is my blood. This is my blood, which is shed for the remission of the sins, the
sins,
the mistakes of the whole world. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Only the blood of
Jesus
can wash away the sins, the mistakes of the whole world. Only the blood of Jesus can wash away your sins and turn it into white. And that is why we came here tonight, not because we are better than anybody, but to tell you the good news. God so loved you and me, he sent his son Jesus, who went about doing good and healing people. And after 3 years, Jesus said, no one takes my life. I know I myself lay my life down. This is my blood.
Jesus
said, tonight, you must receive the blood of Jesus to wash you. You see, there are people here. You've killed somebody before, but no one caught you.
Yeah.
But God has seen it. There are wicked people here.
Who have
done many, many bad things. God has seen everything. You think God is a fool? Maybe I am a fool. Maybe the pastor is a fool. But God is not a fool. The Bible says God is not mocked. God cannot be mocked. You cannot make a fool of God. Yeah. And tonight, it is very important that you open your life and receive Jesus. You know, I used to go to church, but I had never received Jesus. You know, we have a lot of religious people going to church. They know how to say Jesus. Hallelujah. But if I say BMW, it does not make me a BMW car. No. No.
Yeah.
No. You must receive Jesus. And turn away from your sins. Turn around. I used to go to church. I was not saved at all. Oh. Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
One day I almost died in the sea. As I was drowning, I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know. I remembered a prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed. So I started to say, I started to say, I didn't know God. Yeah, I go to church. I didn't know God. Our Father, which art in heaven,
hallowed be thy
name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with
thee.
I was about to drink. The seawater. And die and go to hell.
Yeah.
There are a lot of religious people in
Mafeking.
You're playing God like a fool.
Yeah. Hey.
You think God is a fool. You think God is a fool. You don't know. You don't know the God you are dealing with.
Yeah.
God is not trying to impress you.
Tonight,
it's important that you bow your knees. Because every knee shall bow. Some will bow too late. You better bow now. To God. After that drowning experience, I gave my life to Jesus. Yes. I found Jesus. And my sins were washed away. I became born again. Since then, I have wanted to tell many people about Jesus. That's why we came here. There is nothing we want from you but to tell you about Jesus. That you have to bow your knee and turn around and come to the cross. Because no man can take away your sin. I'm telling you, you know you are a liar. You are wicked. It is there. Only Jesus can help you. And like the man by the pool, it was Jesus who helped you. Tonight, do you want Jesus to help you? Do you want Jesus' blood to wash away your sin? Then stand on your feet quickly. Everybody. No walking. Don't walk. Don't move. Close your eyes. You want Jesus. To come and wash your sins away, and you want to receive him tonight, then lift up your right hand just for
this.
Tonight, if you want Jesus, greater love has no man than this. This is the love of God. While we are yet sinners, Christ died for you and died for me. Your hand must be up if you want the blood of Jesus. Say this prayer with me. Say Jesus. Jesus. Thank you for tonight. Oh God.
For sending Jesus.
Tonight.
I realize.
I am a sinner. Oh God. I have done many, many bad things. Please forgive me. Please wash me. Wash away my sins. I have told lies. I have stolen things. I've done many bad things. Have mercy on me. Tonight. I am sorry. Lord Jesus. Please forgive me.
And wash me.
With the blood.
Of Jesus.
Tonight. I open my heart.
I open my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
Change me.
Change me.
Make me a new person.
Make me a new person.
Tonight is my night.
Tonight is my night.
I am turning around.
I am turning around.
I am following Jesus.
I am following Jesus.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For hearing my prayer.
For hearing my prayer.
Please.
Please.
Write my name.
Write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Say it after me. Jesus.
Jesus.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
My name is.
My name is.
Mention your name. My name is.
Your name is.
Please write this name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Tonight.
Tonight.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I am born again.
I am born again.
From today.
From today.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Washing me
and washing me
in the blood of Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now,
Jano,
lift your right hand again. Say after me, Satan.
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 Listen carefully.
Listen carefully.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Me and you is finished.
Me and you is finished.
Satan.
Satan.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
I reject you.
I reject you.
I refuse you.
I refuse you.
From today.
From today.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
Satan!
Satan!
I don't belong to you!
I don't belong to you!
I belong to Jesus!
I belong to Jesus!
Now lift your hand like this. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
For saving me.
For loving me.
For loving me.
For dying for me.
For dying for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will follow you, Jesus.
I will follow you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Help me to serve you, Jesus.
Help me to serve you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Take out your book. Take out your book.
Bouncing book aha winter.
Lift up the quickly.
Isolate.
Everywhere. Take out your book.
Pouncery, isolate.
Say I will read. Lift it up. I will
read. I will read this book.
I will read this book.
I will read this book.
I am serving Jesus from tonight.
I am serving Jesus from tonight.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I am avoiding hell tonight.
I am avoiding hell tonight.
I am growing stronger.
I am growing stronger.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
Now wave your book, wave your hand. Your two hands. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah.
A shout of hallelujah.
Your turn.
Bagaetso. A ke re lutlile gore buka e e re thusa ka eng? Ya nra go e ba.
Lead them in the sinner's prayer. What I did. Everybody lift your hand.
A re tsholetse matsogo. Re ntshale morago ka Setswana bagaetso. E re morena Jesu. Ke tla mo go wena. Ka pelo yotlhe ya me intshwarele morena maleo otlhe a me kwala leina la me mo bukeng ya bophelo satan ga ke sa tlhole ke le wa gago ke ngwana wa modimo ke tsetswe sesha ke ya le godimo ke rata jesu ke a go direla ene fela amen.
Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, there is a very special teaching and miracle service here for all those who have received Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight. It is very important that you are taught the foundations of your faith in Christ. Tomorrow morning, you will receive these important teachings, and you cannot miss it. You will also receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need that to be a victorious Christian. And the power of God will also be here to heal you. So tomorrow, 8 o'clock, there is a power conference here for you. The counselors will also be here to take down your names and your details so that they follow you up and help you to be established in a church. So please set everything aside and be here. Amen. For this very important power conference.
Amen. Now listen, everybody stay where you are. No one should move now. It's time for miracles. Do not walk out now. I prefer that you do not come, or to come and walk out, you disturb people that are receiving miracles tonight. Do not walk out. Do not. Do not. Please. Stay where we have not closed. How many respect God? Show your respect. I will tell you when we finish. In a few minutes. How many know that Jesus is healing tonight? Whatever sickness you have, put your hand there right now. Let me pray with you. Father, thank you that you are the one who opens the eyes of the blind. Thank you. Somebody is being healed in the breast right now. Somebody's eyes are being opened right now. Jesus, I thank you for the wonderful miracles you are doing. You cannot walk tonight. Jesus is healing you. Tonight, you are walking. Receive your healing. In Jesus' name. Whatever pain you came here with, tonight the pain is going in the name of Jesus. Heart disease. It's being healed. Ears are opening. Father, I ask now what no man can do. Only you can do. Heal and deliver. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, anybody harassed by evil spirit, put your hand on your head. Let me pray for you right now. Every demonic affliction, I command you, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. happening. Anybody falling down, screaming, rolling, bring them to me quickly.
Power
is in this place right now. Receive. Power of the Holy Ghost is happening right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Thanks for your power. Bring them on stage. Father, thank you. Right now, lift your hand and thank God. Yes. Yes. Miracles. Examine yourself quickly. Examine yourself quickly. Father, thank you. It's happening now. Many miracles. Many miracles. Somebody, you had a chest pain. Pain is gone. You could not walk. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. In Jesus' name. Check yourself right now. Yeah. Father, I thank you for your power that is working here. Right now, examine yourself. How many believe God has touched you today? Father, thank you for so many wonderful miracles. Right now, examine yourself. Begin to do whatever you couldn't do. Do it right now. You couldn't see. Open your eyes. You couldn't hear. Open your eyes. Check. You couldn't walk. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Right now. Wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you couldn't hear, but now you can hear. Maybe you couldn't do something, but God has touched you. God has healed you tonight. Come all the way to the front. Come quickly. Come. You couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't walk, but now you can walk. Miracle has happened in your life. Something has happened. Then come quickly. Quickly. There is a lady here. God has healed your breast. Lumps and cancers are disappearing. Wherever you are. If God has touched you, come right now. Come now.
Now.
Many miracles have taken place. Check yourself. Quickly. Wherever you are. God has touched you tonight. Come to the side here. I want to pray for you. Come all the way quickly. Far away at the back. God has done something wonderful. There are many miracles tonight. Many people have been healed.
Thank God for me.
Your hands, everybody. Father, thank you that you are a healing Jesus. Somebody here you couldn't see. God is opening your eyes. Receive your healing now. Jesus, your right eye is opening.
Jesus.
Satan, your power is finished tonight. Satan, your power is finished tonight. Every demonic episode in your life is ending tonight. Many miracles are taking place. You couldn't hear. God is doing something. You couldn't walk. Receive strength tonight.
Jesus.
It's a healing Jesus. Right now, many miracles are taking place. Wherever you are, quickly.
Hallelujah.
Tonight is your night of liberation. There are many powers of darkness want to keep you in bondage. I can see it in the spirit. But God is setting you free from demonic power. You are shaking them up tonight. You are not going home with the same problem that you came. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm healed tonight. I'm free tonight. Whatever prophecy you believe, that is the prophecy that will happen to you. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your power. could not see, but now you can see. Lift your hand. Look at the man over there. You could not see, but now you can see. You look at the lady over there with her hand. You could not see, but now you can see. That lady over there in the white. Yeah. I don't know if she. Somebody here, you could not hear. But now you can hear. You could not hear, but now you can hear. Come. Somebody here, your breast had a lamp. But it's gone. Look at her, doctor, right here. Right here. I brought medical doctors with me.
Come.
Bidia, check out the lady over there. She had a lamp in. You had a lump. Your breast will never get you will never get breast cancer in the name of Jesus.
Never
in the name of Jesus. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will happen to you. Father, thank you for your great power. Thank you for your great power. Wonderful miracles are taking place. So many miracles.
Evangelist, she could not hear.
Can
we have interpreter ask her what happened to
her?
She could not hear with her left ear, now she can hear.
Why don't you give Jesus an
answer?
Which year could you not? Which one was? Which one was that?
The left one.
Close the other, the good one. No.
Jesus. God is good.
Hallelujah. You could not hear.
Are
you happy tonight?
Are we doomed?
Why are you happy?
Because
I'm healed.
Because you are healed. This is a fantastic miracle.
Give the Lord a mighty
Death. Listen, when you read the Bible, you hear, it says, the deaf hear.
That's
it. You are seeing it practically.
Why born?
Bidia, what is this?
Evangelist, 15 months ago, this man had a stroke. He could not walk without it. Today, after the prayer, for the first time,
he's taking steps without
it. Hallelujah.
When why somebody has a stroke.
Fa motho a na le stroke.
Do you know what it means?
A wa itse re seo se ra gore?
It means, is this left side?
So
it means one of his blood vessels burst on the right side. It burst in the brain.
Gora gore mothapo mongwe wa ditshika o thubegile. Jang le tlhakuri le be le helletsa le sa dire.
And this part of the brain dies. So it cannot control. And Jesus has touched him. And he started to take steps. Take steps. Walk. Strength is coming back. Strength is coming back. He's turning on his own. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, for 4 years this woman could hardly walk because of arthritis. She could not move this leg. And tonight, after the prayer, what is happening today?
Let her tell us.
Even Wednesday, nakele kwa le hurisi hospital. Van tlatlhoba, van thabare, arthritis intsi, paralysis e tla nna teng because this side is a siama. Oh, thank you Jesus.
And what happened tonight?
I walk today.
Sixty-eight. Grandmother, look at her shaking, jumping, dancing. She's dancing better than these two girls.
Oh, Isaac, I'm coming down on the stage.
Dance, let's see.
Dance, Samir. Hey.
Our grandmother can dance better than the young ones. Clap for her. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, you mentioned somebody was being healed in the breast.
Yes.
Tell us what happened to you.
I had a lump in my breast. So when you said you must pray, my sister told me to hold the other side where it was painful. And then immediately after you said we must check our breast, I couldn't feel the pain anymore.
You didn't feel the pain anymore?
Yeah.
What about the lump?
In this side.
The lump is gone?
Yeah.
Doctor, this is a medical doctor. He's a specialist. I brought him from God. Do lumps disappear just like that?
No.
Lumps
don't disappear.
Did anybody check?
Yes.
This is a doctor from Memphis, United States. Did you examine her?
I checked her breast, evangelist. There's no lump.
You examined? Yes. Give Jesus a hand. Your hand on your breast. I'm praying for your breast.
Father,
let every breast be protected from cancers and diseases and death and wickedness. We block it in the name of Jesus. For today and for tomorrow, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What is this?
Evangelist, for 10 years, this man could not hear from his right ear. But tonight, after the prayer, he just realized that his hearing has returned.
Wow. Is it true? Tell us what happened.
Through my eye, my ear. I was not hearing. But now...
Now you can hear. Hearing. Oh, is it not fantastic? Are you surprised?
Are you surprised?
How
am I getting? I'm surprised.
Why are you surprised? You are not expecting.
I was not expecting.
How long? 10 years.
What do you want to say?
10 years.
10 years. Wow. Close this side.
I go to the other side.
You can hear? You can hear now.
I hear very well.
You hear very well.
Jesus. Jesus. I'm here.
Wow. Wow. 10 years. This man is hearing. Half. Father, thank you for your wonderful miracles. Look, tonight is the first night. I cannot imagine what Jesus is going to do tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, I want everybody to promise you are going to bring 10 people from your house. God is changing Mafikeng. I said Jesus is changing Mafikeng. Hallelujah. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this woman could not see in this eye. She had surgery and the eye opened just a little. But when, after that, she realized that this one was totally blind. She could not see with this one. Tonight, when you pray, this eye opened.
Hey.
Open. She can now see clearly.
Meyo wa batho bagaetso o ntse a sa bone morago ga karo. Me morago ga thapelo o lemoga gore le ikholela molemale. O go bulega ine ile. O rototse matho ebile wa bona.
Ke tumetse ka kgona kgodisa ngwana ngwana ke o monnyane.
I'm happy that I will raise my grandchild now, who's very small. I'm going to be staying with this grandchild of mine. The one that takes care of me in the house.
Can you see?
Tata.
She says very well.
Tata is what?
Very well.
Tata. Tata.
Very well.
Somebody shout Tata. Somebody shout Tata. Somebody shout Tata.
Child was taking care of her.
Your child was.
She's taking care of her.
Wow.
What 2 months?
Lift your hand. He's a healing Jesus.
He's a
healing Jesus.
Fantastic miracles.
Wow.
Since 2014,
this
young lady has not been able to open her mouth
well,
because she's had pain here spreading to this side. So when she opens her mouth very wide, she has pain and she has to stop it. Tonight, the power of God, the blood of Jesus, touched her. The pain she has is totally gone. Now she can open her mouth very wide without any pain.
Is it true? Tell us what happened.
Since late 2014, when I tried to open my mouth, like, I had a jaw crack. My jaws used to crack when I opened my mouth. Like, you would feel this sound.
Crack?
Yes.
Crack. Like what? How does it...
Crash. Like, yes. Something like that. So, I went to the doctor, but then they gave me this jaw thing, but it didn't help.
Jaw?
Yes.
What is that?
It's like, I put it on my teeth. Like, something like braces, but it's not made of...
Not braces.
Yes. So, it was for the jaw, but it didn't help.
And every time you...
Yes.
Doctor, what is this condition?
This could be due to a temporomandibular joint dislocation.
What?
Or sometimes they can have a meniscal displacement. There's a meniscus in the joint which gets displaced.
This is a specialist. He's a lecturer in a medical school.
Okay. So it's either a temporomandibular joint dislocation or a meniscal displacement.
Wow.
Yes.
Whatever bad word the doctor has said, tonight is cancelled in the name of Jesus.
You don't talk cancels.
Can you open your mouth now?
I'll come on a while, come on.
Fantastic miracle.
Just after you prayed.
Wow. Temporomandibular joint is the one here. This bone is the mandible. And that is the temple. Temporomandibular joint dislocation.
Somebody say, hey, hey, say, hey, hey, say, hey.
But you are healed, Tata.
Tata.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Wow. PDR, what is this?
Evangelist, at the beginning of this year, something strange happened to this lady. Suddenly, she lost hearing in her left ear. For no reason, she just lost the hearing in her left ear. But tonight, evangelist, the power of God came over here. Her hearing has returned.
You can hear now.
She can hear.
What happened?
When I woke up on the 1st of January.
January?
Yes. My eye doesn't. It just closed. I can't hear nothing.
First
January.
Yes.
The devil wanted you to have a bad new year.
Oh.
But Jesus is changing it to a happy new year. Were you worried?
No,
because I know Jesus is there for me. I can't worry, and I know I will be healed.
Wow.
And tonight, what happened tonight?
So when you pray, when I was there, then I hear everything, the sound, my ear was open.
Wow. And where were you sitting? Where were you standing?
At the back there.
You see, there are angels way at the back. All over. Miracles are going to happen on this ground for some time. So were you surprised when you saw that you could hear?
I'm not surprised because I know Jesus is there for me.
This lady has a lot of faith. She's never surprised by God's blessing. Wow. I'm excited, you know. Doctor, is this not amazing? What could have made her suddenly lose her hearing?
This is likely to be due to conductive deafness. But sometimes they can have what we call progressive otosclerosis.
Eustachian tube.
Yes, also that one causes a lot of noise. Patulous eustachian tube.
Wow.
Which gives rise to a lot of noise. But there are some bones in the ear which can become suddenly hard. And those are the bones that conduct sound. So when they become very hard, any sound which hits the ear is not able to move into the brain.
Wow.
And that is called otosclerosis.
Wow. Whatever bad word the doctor is today, it is canceled tonight in Jesus' name. Shout amen! Olivia, what is it? What is it?
Evangelist, this little girl says, this is her grandmother.
Grandma.
Yes.
Little girl.
Yes. In that night, when she has to sleep, she has to be lifted like a baby, put on the bed. If she has to wee-wee, she has to tell them, they will lift her up like a baby again.
Lift who up?
She, grandma. Grandma could not walk.
Grandma could not walk?
Because of arthritis. Tonight, to her amazement,
grandma could not do what?
Could not walk. Could not walk at all.
Grandma
if
could not
she
walk.
Has to sleep in her bed, they have to lift her up,
grandma
according
could
to the
not
girl.
Walk.
Like
grandma
a baby.
Could not walk. Grandma could not walk. Grandma could not walk. Grandma could not walk. Grandma could not walk. Look at grandma walking. Grandma could not walk. Granddaughter. Give Jesus a shout. Happy.
Are we too messy, baby?
Why are you happy?
Couldn't we
because
too messy?
My grandmother can walk.
Because your grandmother can walk. Oh, isn't that sweet? What is your name, my dear sweetie baby?
Oratile.
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 God has beloved of God.
Beloved of God. Oratile. Grandma could not walk. Grandma is walking.
Oh, mama,
clap for Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. What a blessing. Thank you. Oh, clap for grandma. So, tonight, what does it mean? Grandma can go into her bed herself.
Yes.
Huh? Do you stay with grandma?
Yeah.
Now your job is less. Huh? Your job is less tonight. Wow, amazing. Grandma, are you happy?
Are we too messy?
Happy. She's
very happy.
I love this word, tada.
Somebody said tada.
Evangelist, 2 years ago, this lady lost her hearing in the left ear.
Hey.
A fly entered the ear.
A fly?
Yes. And then tell us what happened.
I just woke up in the morning and I was hearing like the sound of the fly inside my ear.
Oh no.
And then my parents told me to go to the clinic. So I was afraid to go there. I just lied to them that I went to the clinic.
Why did you lie? One of the 100 lies.
No, Pastor. Because at home, I'm the only one who's born again. Mm. So I was believing that my ear will come all right. So every morning when I wake up, even today, I have to find blood inside my ear. So if I sleep, I have to put something like cotton wool to take that blood out. And I never told my parents about this. So now I can hear clearly.
Now she was having blood coming out. Yes. What does this mean, doctor?
It could have been
fly?
Infected.
How many would like a fly to go into your ear and it is flying? It is flying
every day.
And then why was blood coming, doctor?
It could have been a hemorrhagic otitis media. Bleeding from the infection also.
Hemorrhagic what?
Otitis media. Sometimes also because of the fly, she herself may be putting things there, and that can also cause bleeding from the structures in the
ear. And now you can hear clearly. Clearly. Your family will be saved. Father, thank you for your healing tonight. Strength in the name of Jesus.
14 years. She had pain in her left breast.
Breast?
Nothing could be done about it. Just pain under her left breast. 14 years.
Where was the pain?
In the
pain. Under my breast.
And what happened tonight?
I had a pain 14 years ago.
And where is it now?
When I came here, the pain was killing me slowly, but now it's gone.
Killing you slowly?
Slowly.
Hey, there is a song, Killing Me Softly.
This one is slowly.
Killing me slowly.
This pain was killing her softly. Killing me softly.
Hey.
Tonight, whatever is killing you softly is finished in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let them come. Doctor, what is this?
Pain in the left breast.
Another breast.
Pain, no lump.
Tonight,
pain,
breasts are being healed.
Tonight.
Wow. Thanks, Jesus. Doctor, when there's pain in the breast, what is it called?
It's likely to be due to fibroadenosis.
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 Wow. This is a specialist, doctor. Come.
Pain under the breast.
Another breast.
Is gone.
Hey, all breasts, I tell you, good news for breasts today.
Matelote, afola.
Thanks, Jesus.
He could not see afar for 3 years.
Let him tell us. What happened?
Eyes,
huh?
Eyes. His eyes.
For 3 years,
he could not see. It was like he just saw a lot of mist in front of him, like a smoke.
Today, can you see?
They said it was because of sugar diabetes.
Sugar?
Sugar diabetes.
And tonight?
Papa,
what is he saying?
He's just telling me diabetes.
He says Satan.
He's telling me that sugar in Africa.
Satan.
Satan.
Ah, Sekar.
Yeah,
Sekar.
Sugar in Africa.
Sekar. Can you see now?
Diabona.
Diabona.
Yeah, five.
Five. Diabona.
One.
Diabona. Give the Lord a shout, Diabona. Thank you, Jesus.
Evangelist, this lady had an accident. She had back pain, chest pain, and she couldn't raise her arm. But tonight, Evangelist, she has been healed. All the pain has disappeared.
The pain is tamukota letso the fensa sa khone go tsholetsa matsogo.
Yesterday, as I was in a workshop, the pain started from the neck. Down the,
yes,
the arm, and then they take me to the doctor for X-ray. As the doctor explained the X-ray to me, he said there is an arthritis next to the bones. He was showing me some spots where the arthritis.
Whatever bad thing.
And what? Then what? I told myself that arthritis is not part of my
in
life.
In Jesus' name. Can you imagine Jesus having arthritis?
Today, I had to go for a scan because he was still doubting something. And then as I come back to him, he said that everything was okay. The report that was written by the doctor who was taking a scan, everything was okay.
Okay, then, now.
Yeah. As I come back, we were in Rustenburg. As I come back today for this service,
yeah,
I've been saying arthritis is not my portion, yes, and will never be my portion.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. And the pain is gone. Look at that. Look at that. You can move. You know, when you have an accident, a lot of pains, let them come.
He couldn't read. He said he had dyslexia.
Dyslexia? Yep. And how do you know it's gone?
Before, this dyslexia thing was so severe when I was growing up. And I outgrew the stage somehow. But I couldn't see properly.
You couldn't see?
Yes. So this thing came and went. So today it was so severe, I couldn't even see the words properly. It's like words were swappy. Whenever I was reading this sentence, I ended up in the third sentence.
Wow. And what happened tonight?
Today after you prayed for us, I just decided to grab a book and try to read. And then I could read properly, fluently.
Wow. Do you know what dyslexia is? How old are you, young man? 16 years old. You are a very clever boy. Did you know that? People who have dyslexia, Andre Crouch had dyslexia. Many famous people have dyslexia. They cannot see the words, mixes up.
But
you are very intelligent still.
Yeah.
God is going to use you.
Amen.
God is going to use you.
Amen.
Father, thank you for your power on this young man's life in Jesus' name. Strength.
This young girl had swollen tonsils, she says. She could not swallow.
What happened to you, my dear?
I don't know
if
it's a
After you prayed, I felt as if something was falling off me.
Wow. And is it gone now?
Yes.
Are you healed tonight? Are you happy?
We do it.
Tata, healing.
We do it, Tata.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. So many miracles.
Also, had swollen tongues.
Let them come. Tomorrow night. It's the last night. How many promised to come with 10 people from your house? The next house, your friend's house.
Because
Jesus is saving and healing Mafikeng in this week. All these people have been healed. So many miracles.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We seal your miracle in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Receive your healing. Be healed in Jesus' name.
Just a carpenter's son saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
Leading fools astray. Yet many kneel to give him praise. And in his eyes they glimpse the power.
Thanks, Jesus. Thanks, Lord.
That sees
thanks, Jesus.
The heart of all men.
Thanks for your power tonight, Lord Jesus.
For he knows the Father's mind. He sees the Father's word.
Oh, yes.
When he comes in the name of the Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And
when my strength is nearly gone,
and when my strength is nearly gone,
when there's nothing left to do,
when there's nothing left to do,
but to depend on you,
just depend on you,
and the power of your name,
and the power of your name.
Thank you.
And that we
thanks
call
for your mercy.
Upon your name.
Thanks for your mercy.
Your thank strength you, through weakness to show. We can know the master's plan. Extend the master's hand.
Thanks, Jesus, for mercy.
When we come.
Thanks for mercy.
In the name of the Lord.